We're almost there. It's been 4 weeks since nominations closed in the presidential elections, and tonight the final live televised debate of the campaign will take place. It will be on primetime on RTE1 television from 9:35. It will be presented by Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney, and it will be a head-to-head between the two remaining candidates in the campaign, Independent TD Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys of Fine Gael. And our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, will be watching it closely. And Paul, we've had 4 weeks of an official campaign now, although Catherine Connolly has been in the field since July and Heather Humphreys since early September. So it probably feels like much longer than that. Is there much more that we can learn about either of these two candidates from tonight's televised debate?
Well, I think it's going to be intense. I don't expect something completely new to emerge, although there's always a possibility. I think it's just going to be a further probing of areas that have already been discussed. I mean, as you said, this has been a long, drawn-out process. Both candidates have debated each other multiple times before, including on Morning Ireland, and then endured lengthy individual interviews as well. So the themes of the campaign are well known, and I think it's just going to be one of those grueling nights. In 2018, there were six candidates. In 2025, there's only two, as just said, Justin. That's a long time under those hot studio lights, even if they are both experienced politicians.
A grueling night. Sounds like something to look forward to. Catherine Connolly.
I'm not selling it well, sorry.
Catherine Connolly has a big lead in the opinion polls. Would that dictate how Heather Humphreys approaches the debate tonight?
I don't know, but I think it has to be a factor. I mean, three successive polls have put Ms. Connolly in front. The Irish Times poll last Thursday gave her a commanding lead of 18 points. This is therefore a really high-profile opportunity for Ms. Humphreys to buck that trend. And the timing is crucial because we just have 3 days before polling. Ms. Humphreys was on Virgin Media last night doing yet another interview, but she has to do it all again this evening, and I think she has to go for it too.
And we have seen a few days now of attacks by Heather Humphreys on her opponent, Catherine Connolly, over her work as a barrister representing banks in repossession cases. Do you expect that to continue tonight?
I do. Ms. Connolly has shown a consistency in her debating style. She seems to know what she wants to say and articulates it well. So from her team's perspective, one would imagine the strategy is steady as she goes, keep doing what you're doing and don't get sidetracked. So I would expect the banks issue to feature tonight. But again, Ms. Connolly's position is that she's not going into the detail. So the question, therefore, is how far the issue can be pursued when she has that stance.
Mm-hmm. We're focusing on the television debate tonight, but so many people will have been following the campaign online, on social media. They'll have heard candidates being talked about or heard them on podcasts. Do television debates matter much anymore?
In 2018, I was just going back over the statistics there last night, nearly 900,000 people tuned into the primetime debate at some stage. So it is a television monster. It is important. And I think it definitely counts in this particular campaign. But you're right, online has had an increased role in every election. If you take a step back, Ms. Connolly has been featured more on podcasts than Ms. Humphreys. So maybe that's part of the campaign strategy, or it's just reflective that the polls are suggesting she's doing better with young people who consume their news and content digitally, and that's what she's going after. I mean, what's guaranteed is that the clips from the show will be flying from the off. People will be commenting online about who's winning, who's under pressure. So to a certain extent, I think they work hand in hand as the public give their verdict online about what's happening on their TV screens.
I said at the start, we're nearly there. It's been a campaign which saw one big twist. That was the exit of Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin. Aside from that, though, as a political contest, how would you sum it up?
It hasn't caught fire. To be fair to Ms. Humphreys and Ms. Connolly, I think that's maybe not so much to do with them and their ideas as the fact that there's only been two candidates. I mean, as I said earlier on, there were six candidates in 2018, seven in 2011, which was a wild campaign. So there was more names, more issues, more fireworks. So the word often associated with the campaign this time is dull. Now, both candidates say they disagree with that and say they've been enthused by the support they've been receiving on the campaign trail. They say that they're really getting a sense of a direction. Ms. Connolly talks about this movement of people. But I think to the general observer, no, dull would probably be the word that sums it up. And last Thursday's Irish Times Ipsos BNA poll suggested that 49% of the respondents did not feel they're represented by either candidate. And I guess that is probably some of the reason for that verdict on the election campaign. But maybe that's going to change tonight, Justin.
It might. It might. And the final TV debate takes place on primetime tonight at 9:35 on RT1 television and on the RT News channel with hosts Miriam O'Callaghan and Sarah McInerney. It'll be followed by a special bonus episode of Behind the Story podcast, which will be live immediately after the debate. It's a first for the podcast. It will be live streamed on RTE News, YouTube, TikTok and on the RTE News channel. Paul Cunningham, thank you very much. It is 9:25.